Rodeo fans can get their fill of bulls, bronx, and barrel racing at this year's Rainmaker. Rain or shine, the rodeo will go on, said Rainmaker Vice Chair, Colton Amiot. After a two-year hiatus, the Rainmaker is back, with rodeo performances kicking off at 6 p.m. on May 27 through to May 29. Amiot said when it comes to rodeo events, the most popular seems to be bull riding. That's the one that gets the stands full, he said. Bull riding is a dangerous event which, according to PRCA Pro Rodeo, demands physical prowess, mental toughness, and courage. A braided rope with a weighted bell is wrapped loosely around a bull. The rope has a handhold that is wrapped around one of the rider's hands. The bull rider must keep his free hand from touching the bull for the full 8 seconds the bull is bucking. A rider is disqualified if there is no bell attached to the rope or if he gets bucked off before his time is up. Amiot said his favorite event is bareback bronco riding. They're not strapped down like they are on the bulls. They're kind of just hanging on themselves. And those guys are crazy. It's amazing to watch them do that stuff, he said. In the bareback riding event, a cowboy on a bronco, sand saddle, inserts one gloved hand into a leather bareback rigging, which is like a handle. The other hand must remain in the air without touching either the horse or the rigging for 8 seconds as the bronco bucks. Other events in the rodeo include saddle bronc riding. A cowboy rides an association saddle and must stay firmly seated. Unlike bareback riding, which features rigging, the cowboy has only a thick leather rein to hold on to. He must keep one hand up and away from the horse as it bucks for 8 seconds. Steer wrestling features a cowboy on a horse and a partner called a hazer who keeps the steer in line and makes it easier for the cowboy to catch. Once the cowboy catches up to the steer, he slides off his horse and wrestles the steer to the ground. The steer must have all four legs up in the air for the time to stop. The fastest team wins. Ladies barrel racing features a rider on a horse. The pair races around three barrels in a cloverleaf pattern. The fastest time in this event wins. Other events include team roping, calf roping, novice horse riding, and junior bull riding. The rodeo itself is organized by Wildrose Rodeo Association. Track Rodeo supplies the stock for the event. Amiot said there will be around 100 to 150 head of cattle at the rodeo. It'll be exciting this year just because it's been so long. We haven't had cattle down in those pens since May of 2019, he said.